Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you and praise you and thank you, Father, for this beautiful day and for the privilege to share your word with people. Lord, we thank you that you are our healer, our deliverer, our provider, our savior, our everything. Now, Father, as the word goes out today, I ask you to bless it mightily. Bless it and reveal to people the truth of the Word of God so that people will begin to understand and learn who the enemy is and how he impacts us and what gives him legal right to torment us. So, Father, as the Word goes out today, reveal these truths to people in Jesus' name. Today we're going to talk about something that happened in a little girl's life, a little seven-year-old girl. She was in a special education class in school, and she was really a tough little girl, and she was hard to handle. And because of special people that are trained in these areas to know what to do with children like this that have demons. In fact, I know lots of people don't believe in demons, but these things are really real. They are our problem. They're what causes most of our problems today. And we're going to talk today about a little girl that was in a special class and what she would do and how she would attack a teacher or a person and how wild and violent she could become when this demon manifests. And this young man that's with me today, he's a pastor of a church. He's a very well-trained man in the kingdom of God, and he's has been a school teacher in the past. In fact, he taught in schools for many years of his life. And today I'm going to get him to tell us a little bit about what happened to this little girl and some of the things that happened, how they got her set free. Now, this young man is with me today. His name is Ricky Smith, and he is the pastor of a little church down close to Evant, Texas, but he was teaching in a school system for special children that had these problems. And I'm going to get Ricky to tell us some of the things that happened, how this little girl reacted, and some of the things that he did. This is Ricky Smith. I'm glad to have him on the show with me today.
Well, thank you, Thurman. It's my privilege to not only be here and to convey what the Lord has done in my life, but what he's done with others. I'll just get right into the point of the message. Is this young girl was violently aggressive, easily angered. She was with some other elementary students, and the teachers couldn't handle her. Finally got to the war, I recognized that I had a gift of dealing with them, these type of behavioral management type students that were real violent. And so I dealt with this child and one-on-one along with other students. And many times she'd become violent and easily angered that she would attack anybody, no matter how old and how big. I mean, just as if you'd slap a wall, she'd just go after you. And extremely strong and aggressive. And this, many times we have special ways in which we're trained to deal with these type of violent behaviors physically and all. And as I dealt with this child, one day this child went into a sleep. And while she was in the sleep, we had to deal with her physically, and while she fell out into this physical restraint, she went into a sleep and became what you'd think of as a snore, but it sounded more like a growl. And the Lord just began to reveal to me to take another look at this, that this wasn't normal. And so I began talking to the little girl, and I'll just use my name, being Ricky, that I spoke to Ricky just to hide the little girl's name. And I said, Ricky, in the little voice, in a groggy, low-toned voice, says, no, Rick. And I thought, Ricky, okay. I said, your name's Ricky, right? And the voice comes back and says, no, it's Rick. And I said, okay, Rick. And the Lord just revealed to me at that point that this was not Ricky. This was something else. And I said, okay, Rick, how did you get in there? Through the word and through other experiences, the Lord revealed to me that, you began speaking and dealing with these spirits. You look beyond what you're actually seeing. You deal with what's in behind and in the heart and in the spirit. So I said, Rick, how did you get in here? And the little voice comes back to me and says, her mother hated her, and she named me Rick. And so I confirmed this with the little spirit. And so I said, okay, let me talk to Ricky. And I began to call Ricky up. And Ricky, the eyes that I was looking at were dry and dead looking, open. And as I called Ricky back up, the little sleepy-eyed and wet eyes came back to life and began sleepily talking to me. And I said, Ricky, do you love Jesus? And the little voice says, yes. And I said, okay. So I knew who I was dealing with at that point. So I called Rick back into account. And I said, Rick, you know that you're in a child of God. And it said nothing. The little voice just laid there, and the little bodies laid there and did nothing. And I says, you have no right to be in this child. This is a child of God. You're trespassing on this in this body. So in the name of Jesus, you're going to have to come out of this body. And Satan was very, very sly in this, deceiving. He knows my weak point is children. And so the little voice changed its voice, and the spirit comes back with a little tender, compassionate voice, deceiving voice, and says, but I don't want to. And so, me being compassionate towards little children, I said, well, okay. And the Lord spoke to me into my spirit, my mind, and says, do you remember who you're dealing with? And I said, right, okay, Lord. I said, Rick, you have no legal right to this child, and I command you to come out now in the name of Jesus. And I began with my finger anointing her forehead in a symbol of a cross. Is something that I had just came to me because of a pastor I had known had dealt with a demonic spirit in the same way, and it just became natural. I just reached down and engraved with my finger a cross on her forehead and began saying, come out now in the name of Jesus. And that little spirit just quivered, that little child, and came out. And then the child just went limp, started waking up. Eyes come back to life. I mean, when the demon's eyes was there, it was dry, dead. The pupils were open. But when this little girl came back to life, you knew there was real life. I mean, when the Bible talks about life and death, you can see that in those eyes. And this little girl come back. She raised up sleepily, and I says, Ricky, do you love Jesus? And she just gets up and says, yes. And she begins telling me, this little heart went from a cold, hard, aggressive heart of just hating everybody to a voice that when this demon left, this little girl gets up and says, I miss my mama. And that was hard for me. And I got that little girl up, and I prayed with it. My heart just broke for that little girl. She began asking questions. I began talking to her about Jesus, and we prayed. And that little girl went from that point to a girl that would have scratched your eyes out, beat you to death if she could have, to a little girl that would break your neck hugging you and loving you. I mean, within an hour, she went through some tests and trials of people that would normally would have just struck her off, and she would have been angered, to a little girl who was the most loving. That when she left our facility, that people cried because she left. She had broke so many hearts, and all because Satan had been allowed to enter. That little spirit was allowed to come into her just because of her mother. And how much hate it took, I don't know. But the little spirit says her mother hated her and named her Rick.
Now that's pretty amazing to learn what gives the enemy legal right to enter you. And to think a poor little child that has absolutely nothing to do with this, absolutely nothing. There's no way that child can know whether mother or father is going to love them or hate them. So whenever mother and father or two people bring a little child into this world, and they're not going to bring that child in a loving relationship and then love that child, if they bring it in through some kind of an illicit sex affair or anything like that, they bring a child into the world like that, and then if they do not want that child and they hate that child or whatever, that gives Satan legal right to enter that child, and a demon comes into that child to torment that child. And like you said, this little 7-year-old girl, when she came to y'all's special education class, she would attack you like a lion. I mean, in a heartbeat, she could go to a violent human being. And sometimes it would take even a couple of men to hold her. It was just amazing how I've heard you tell that story about how these demons manifest. And when they manifest in a human being, it goes back just like the Bible says, that when the little boy had the demon And when Jesus was going to cast it out, the demon literally threw him down on the ground, foamed at the mouth, frothed, and all those things that they do. Well, those same demons are here today doing the same things to people. So it absolutely amazing what happened. Now, how long did y'all keep this little girl in school after this? And how long had you had her there before? And then how long did you keep her there after that to give us some idea of the changes that took place?
I would just suppose that she was there 3 or 4 weeks before the other teachers got to where they just, that were originally assigned to her, could not handle her. And she was so disruptive in the classrooms, in the other classrooms of those the same age groups, kids, they couldn't deal with her. They just knew that there was, I mean, you know, it was just God. God just moved on them to move her out of there and give me an opportunity. I dealt with many of them, students like that, independently, and had great success because, well, you know, when they're violent and you're peaceful, it disrupts their whole atmosphere. And then I had her, and then after this incident, she was probably with us another 4 to 6 weeks. And enough that she got deep into the hearts of everybody with all the love that little girl had. And hug you and love you. Normal stuff that would normally have set her off to make her violent, she would shrug it off. I mean, she had complete peace, complete love. Whatever you did, whatever you said, she just says, well, you know, kind of that whatever attitude, whatever you want to do. I'm here just to go along. I'm just trying to help out. And she just, she completely changed. And that was with, we saw a severe test with her, an hour. And it was with a teacher trying to stir, which normally would have, made me want to go slap the teacher myself by the way she was treating the student. But, you know, they're humans, and you know, everybody needs help. But this little girl was with us enough that we even had some teachers that tried to adopt this little girl, or wanted to. Everybody wanted to keep her and love her. Where she went, what happened afterwards, I don't know. But she was a blessing wherever she went.
So this just goes to show what happens whenever demons get in our children today. And of course, there's so many children today involved in witchcraft things, Harry Potter. All the computer games and all the things they're doing, and especially when mother and dad does not want them or hates them or whatever, they open the door to these demons to come in to these children. Doesn't seem fair, but that's the way the system works. So whatever you do, folks, love your children and go to church, serve the Lord, and be obedient to the King. I'd like to invite you to give me a call at 940-242-2106 for audio and video tapes. Also like to invite you to our church on Sunday afternoon, the Living Savior Church. We start at 2 and we go to 4. We're there every Sunday afternoon. We're at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We would love to have you. Come over and worship with us sometime, and let's just praise the King together. And we will expect to see our King do great and mighty things, because He is the King of the universe.